My radio station, your radio station, our radio station. This is the Voice of the Cape.
And welcome back to Voice of the Cape. Yes, it is, as the seagull goes to roost. I'm Shafiq Morton, and it's not Drive Time version 2. This is a very special broadcast, and it concerns the Shafiq Sadiq saga, and also addresses some of the questions of the upcoming elections and how, as a community broadcaster, we are legally bound to cover the election. So there's a lot to discuss this evening. In studio with me is General Manager Abdul Alim Hamza, Station Manager Ghulam Fakir, and Board of the Trust Chairperson Ahmad Jacobs. Gentlemen, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the airwaves.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'm going to start off in terms of seniority. Maybe not in age, but perhaps in terms of position. Ahmad Jacobs, Board of the Trust Chair. Just to set the scene, can you reflect on Voice of the Cape's 30-year, three-decade journey in serving the Muslim community, particularly in the Western Cape and beyond?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Shafiq, shukran for that question. I think we need to start off by, you know, going back to our organizations.
Yeah.
That and our individuals that had this vision in 1994 and even prior to that, to establish a community broadcaster. That is where we need to start off. And it was very important key individuals and organizations that was involved in establishing the Voice of the Cape. I'm not going to go into the details. I'm not going to mention names of the individual. But that is, in essence, how we initiated and how it was started. And even then, we were started by regulation.
Yeah.
Even then, we had a regulatory body that had to lay down the rules.
It was the IBA, and the Independent Broadcasting Act. And of course, just to add on there very, very quickly, the broadcasting environment, we are free to have expression, but technically and otherwise, we are highly regulated.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to mention that. And if you look at how we have evolved over the 30 years, started at the waterfront. I mean, most of you guys were there, and we know what happened there. However, then going to Jameson Street, and it really started here with high-tech equipment and studios when we moved to Salt River, and in essence, when we moved here. Then we started to evolve our listenership. We started to really grow.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there was over 200,000 people at the waterfront, but having access to listen to the radio, bringing the adhan into people's houses, the dawah factor of our radio station, and there is so many people that is glued to the radio station. But we need to understand that over these years, every single year we had journalists who had been who achieved high accolades, high awards. We had people that was developed over the years, staff. And we know, again, I'm not going to go into the names, but we know for sure what position certain people hold today who started with the Voice of the Cape.
Yeah, and of course we managed to fill up the EWN newsroom for a couple of years as well. I'm not going to go into that particular space where our staff went to. And then, of course, VOC, we've had to adapt over the years. You've spoken about some of the proudest achievements. Just quickly, how VOC has to adapt before I move on to the next question.
Yeah, so that was the issue of then the studios. How do we had to develop technology, mm-hmm. and how we had to ensure that our staff stay in school in order to make sure that we give professional and first-class broadcast to the listener.
Right.
That we had to... You know, when we achieve something, to maintain it is even it's more challenging.
No, absolutely. You know, if you won the league, it's always difficult the following year and the following year, the following year after that. That's a tough one, yeah.
And we have developed other key elements of our broadcasting in the form of social responsibility.
Mm.
We have developed how do we empower, for argument's sake, getting into partnership with not only businesses, but also with social organizations, schools, and that. So those are part of the evolvement that happened. It's not just about broadcasting.
Yeah. And of course, our social outreach makes the Voice of the Cape the station that has the most amount of outside broadcast than any other station in the continent of Africa. I'm going to move on to General Manager Abdul Alim Hamza. We're now going to get down to the nitty-gritty, and this was a very unfortunate incident and very traumatic for the person concerned. I know what it's like to have threats on my life and that kind of stuff. It's not pleasant when you're in the media. So can you walk us through the situation concerning our colleague Shafiq Siddiq?
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, I think you mentioned it very aptly, Shafiq. It's a very unfortunate incident. We need to mention that Shafiq Siddiq is a chairperson of a organization in Wynberg, the WCC. And they had the mayor had lunch with him on E-Day. But very important to note, and I think, and I know that Shafiq has mentioned it on his platforms as well, to say he was not present.
Mm.
He had continued doing what he wanted to do, and that is distribute food on the day of Eid to those who are less fortunate. So he was not present at that point. The entourage of the mayor obviously inquired about the organization. Names were given, its chairperson's name was given, and his name was flighted on the social media platforms, even though he was not there.
Yes.
And this was... affirmed by the councillor Siebritz, that of Wynberg, as well as the mayor, confirmed that our colleague Shafiq Siddiq was not present. But you know, again, it is something that we need to be very careful of, is taking onto social media and expressing a view without knowing the details of it, because the ramifications of this is so intense, not only about us as Voice of the Cape, but on the individual and the individual's family. Lives have been threatened and so forth. So it's very important that everybody understands the sequence of events, of how they actually transpired, because this is important. Before we make judgments, before we make certain comments about certain things, we must make sure that we have the necessary information.
So obviously, the initial statement you've just explained, how it got totally misconstrued, tragically so. People even thinking one of the people in the picture was Shafiq Siddiq. It certainly wasn't him. Everybody knew it. So what steps now going forward are you taking to ensure a clearer line of communication in terms of what we're discussing?
You know, Shafiq, at Voice of the Cape, we pride ourselves in communication. We pride ourselves in making sure we understand the situation before we comment on it. We make sure we understand before we pass judgment, before we put something into the platforms of social media or on air. We'll continue to do that. We will not change what we are doing. We'll keep the community informed as we go along. And perhaps, and I say this perhaps, sometimes the community may feel that the information that was given on the statement was not enough, but we gave you what we knew at that point in time. We had to obviously ascertain further details, ascertain certain information to make sure we come back today with the proper information as we share this with the listeners of Voice of the Cape, because we have loyal listeners at Voice of the Cape, and we want to assure you that we are transparent as we can be in based on the information that we have. And this is how we're going to go forward. We continue on that trajectory of making sure that we keep our listeners informed, that we keep the community informed, and we keep them engaged in conversation to make sure they are They are with us all, every step of the way, inshallah.
No, absolutely. And of course, I think people listening to us tonight also need to understand that being a presenter for the station, Gwilym is here, he did the breakfast show for a number of years, he will also know what it's like. We're always in the firing line, and sometimes it gets very unpleasant. We take it. But when people start threatening you on misinformation, then it becomes a tragedy. And I really felt for Shafiq Siddiq when I saw what was being hurled his way. It just wasn't fair. Can you just elaborate on the online threats that he received and the measures that are now being taken to ensure that his safety, that he doesn't have to go through this again?
Shafiq, I just want to take one step back, and I wanted to reassure the community. The information that is going out there and the words, he's been cancelled, he's been suspended, he's been fired, those words are not words from Voice of the Cape. We sat as management, Gwilym sat with Shafiq Siddiq. We had a discussion and it was mutually agreed that we'd come off air for what? For his own safety, because his life was being threatened. People were saying, we're going to come to the radio station, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. Must we say, come on air, and we know what's to be expected. So we rather agreed on taking the safety route, and for his own safety, for the radio station, for the listeners, we said, rather come off, and he agreed, and it was a mutual agreement. And that is critically important, that again, the listeners understand that, because there was no firing, no suspension, and no cancelling of anybody at this juncture.
Especially right. The fact that he does a mostly outside broadcast.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Very important. So getting onto the social media aspect of it, we take things that come onto social media, any information that comes to us, we take it very seriously, we analyze it, and we try and dissect it as far as we possibly can. And we will remain to be as analytical about these things as possible, but we will not, and I emphasize this, we will not tolerate our presenters or any staff member to be abused on social media platforms unnecessarily, or without doubt we will support them and we'll protect them as far as we possibly can. So this will not be tolerated. I think the listeners must understand that us as Voices of the Cape, as management and as leadership, we take this very seriously.
I'm just going to add something quickly, editorialize as a presenter and speaking for all presenters, that in terms of electoral law and everything like that, the minute we identify with a particular political party, ICASA can take us off air.
Correct.
We have to be down the middle. We have to be neutral. And I think that, obviously, in the case of Shafiq Siddiq, was why it was so unfair that he got labeled, because he knew it just as much as anybody else does who works here. When it comes to election time, keep quiet about your personal views down the middle. We're here to represent the democracy that South Africa is and all the parties that are going to be participating in the whole election.
Indeed.
Let's move on to Gwilym Fakir, station manager. I think the question we have to ask now at this stage is how does Voice of the Cape, like any other broadcaster, ensure that we have, number one, balanced coverage, number two, especially during election periods, as mandated by not only ICASA guidelines, by the Constitution, by the Electoral Act, and by the IEC. It's a legal tightrope we have to walk, isn't it?
Shukran, Shafiq. Absolutely. And I just want to take a step back in terms of how this entire process had happened. So in January 2024, all media houses, whether it was television, except for the SABC, but whether it was television, radio, newspaper, whatever, you know, any form of media, they were basically given a document by ICASA. And in January, ICASA says, please advise whether or not you will be accepting political adverts from 20 days after the announcement of the election date. Mm. This was in January, right? And based on historical reference and records that we have, we've always participated in political adverts. We've always taken them on. We've always covered the elections and all of that. I then personally have accepted that application to say, yes, we will be participating, in the the political advertising and all of that. Then in February 2024, on the 26th, we actually get this promulgated document, which has now been gazetted to say these are the regulations to all of these people who's going to be participating in this national election. One of the biggest reasons why we wanted to participate in this elections and the coverage is because some people call it the 1994. It's the 2024 1994 election. That's how huge it is. We feel as a community broadcaster that it is our responsibility to bring the news as it happens. We want to bring, you know, tell people why it is you need to vote for a political party or not, you know. Then this document came along and we went through it and we're like, okay, we actually meet every requirement in this document. In March, just in the beginning of Ramadan, ICASA comes and says, right, all of you guys who have now applied, you need to attend this workshop. We go to a two-day workshop with ICASA and they go through it with stringent measures. Shafiq, you were mentioning the ICASA document. It consists of the ECA, Section 59, that governs the Electoral Act for Journalists and Broadcasters. They spoke about the IEC and how it ties into that. They spoke about the Constitution because that is the apex. You don't mess around with the Constitution. You know, all of these things, and they've basically consolidated this document into a gazette. We then obviously still accepted. We attended these workshops, etc., etc. We were on par and all of that. Then by the, I would say, just the beginning of April, it could have been the last few days of Ramadan, ICASA sends another letter and says, please confirm whether or not you guys will be accepting, you know, the status quo remains. Again, it was already there, right? Mm-hmm. So what happened then was, there was, by this time, SONA had happened. Cyril Ramaphosa, president, had addressed the nation. Two weeks after that, he announced the election date, and the election date was set for the 29th of May. And immediately 20 days thereafter, political parties were allowed to start advertising because we're basically within this political campaign, the election campaign we are in. We do not and cannot, under law, accept any political advertising from a political party itself. Neither can we approach a political party to come on to advertise on Voice of the Cape. We can approach them to come on board as part of a debate, you know, to for right of reply. We can approach them in that regard, but we cannot approach them to advertise, hence the regulations. Obviously, there were certain political parties who have the necessary funding and they could start almost immediately. Once they see the 20-day period is over, they could start advertising. One of these parties came through our service level agreements that we've got with our media agencies. So we're talking Talk Media, Media Mark, you know, the previously Media Connections, etc.
Yeah, it's third-party agencies.
Correct.
There's no canvassing of this radio station or any other radio station in the country for
Correct.
Political advertising.
Absolutely. So we've got agreements with our SLAs, with our media agencies, right? And these agencies bring along all your other commercial adverts.
Yeah, your corporate stuff.
Your corporate stuff, basically. So our arrangement and our agreement is with these SLAs, with these media agencies. And so some political parties were able to almost canvass immediately. And that is what has happened in this regard. This is what has happened in this case. But what a lot of people don't know, Shafiq, is that ICASA has noted over the past couple of years with the elections that there are parties who are contesting, whether it's local, municipal, or national elections, but they do not necessarily have the funding to advertise.
Mm.
So what ICASA did was, and I keep on making this analogy, ICASA dropped a pair of sneakers on the desk. And they say, if you want to take the sneakers, you've got to take the sneakers with the laces. You can't take the laces and not the sneakers, right? So if we take the laces, which is your PEBs, it's called Political Election Broadcast, these are not paid for. It is regulated by ICASA. We're sitting with, at the moment, a 36-page document that came from ICASA with all the political parties on, right? So they don't pay for this. This is an instruction from ICASA. This political party can't afford to advertise so many times, so we will give them so many slots. But it's not just for Voice of the Cape. It's for every other radio station. and the document is public. You're welcome to go onto ICASA's website under the publication tab. Go and see for yourself all the radio stations and television networks that are there. That is minus from your political advertising, your PAs that comes through these SLAs, and they are the ones who actually pay to advertise through those third-party agents or agencies. So where the people get the understanding or the analogies from, I've always said this since this, you know, the I think it was the third week or fourth week in Ramadan when we saw the first picture that was doing the rounds. I openly said on air, guys, we are situated at number 2 Queen's Park Avenue in Salt River. This is our contact details. This is my email address. If you need any information, drop us a mail. Come and chat to us. Come to the office. We are any clarity. Please come. But what has happened was it was this minority that went on social media and they blew everything out of proportion. And
it's called trolling.
Correct. You said it. it's easy for the presenter to say it than the guest. So for me, the thing is, on a serious note, that people need to understand how these regulations work. One very important point was our cousins down the road, like ICASA refers to them as, has got no political advertising. So they go, oh, but now why is it that they're not playing a political advert? Why is it that they don't play a PEB? Because in September last already, they decided they're not going to be taking any political advertising, irrespective. And this was, mind you, for any point of reference, even before October the 7th, where this decision was taken. So when it came to January, where we needed to do the application, they've already decided we're not going to take it. So once you've decided you're not going to take it, ICASA cannot force you to take the PEBs or the PAs.
Right.
You're with me? Mm-hmm. So people, all I'm asking is, pick up the phone, like some of our very loyal listeners have done, who was concerned for Voice of the Cape and the safety of our staff. They picked up the phone, they asked to speak to me, I explained to them, and the beautiful part about it is, Shafiq, they say, no verstaan, ons is nog altijd baie lief vir Voice of the Cape, ons wil hê Voice of the Cape se mense moet seer kry nie, but they were emotional at the time because of the misinformation that was out there.
Yeah, I mean, we are bound by electoral laws and all the laws as we've mentioned. If you've just tuned in, we are addressing the issue of elections, how Voice of the Cape covers it. We're also trying to address the Shafiq Sadiq saga. We've already spoken about it. Our special guests, station manager Ghulam Fakir, who's just been talking to us, board of trust chairperson Ahmad Jacobs, general manager Abdul Alim Hamza. But it's now 7 o'clock and we're going to take a quick break.
My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.
Welcome back to Voice of the Cape with myself, Shafiq Morton, guests in studio, General Manager Abdul Alim Hamza, Ghulam Fakir, Station Manager, Board of Trust Chairman Ahmad Jacobs. We're talking about the electoral landscape, and don't forget that from next week onwards, Voice of the Cape will be giving wall-to-wall coverage of the pre-election period. We've been talking about the Shafiq Sadiq saga, and of course, coverage of elections. Ghulam, just to quickly finish off on a question that I would like to ask. I think you've started to talk about how we address issues of bias. If somebody accuses us of being biased towards a particular political party, and then of course, how does VOC provide a platform for diverse perspectives?
So the first thing, we've touched on that in terms of the PEBs that has been made available for the political parties to come on board on Voice of the Cape as a representative, an organization basically that has been assigned to the political adverts by ICASA. So you will hear in the next coming days, in fact, the list has been published on Saturday, it's been amended, and it will start being flighted already now from the 26th of April. So all those political parties, you're going to be hearing them. And what we've also done is we've kind of just shuffled it up a little bit. So from the 29th of April, you know, we're going to be having the Road to Elections program, which is going to be airing daily between 6 and 9 with yourself, you know, where we're going to be bringing on all these political parties to come and, you know, state their case and why it is that people need to vote for them. We're taking VOC Drive, basically every Thursday, I think, I speak under correction out to the community, where they're able to engage, you know, with the community, address the issues, etc., as it happens. So there is no bias. I can categorically state that the advertising is being paid for. The disclaimers are there, and the public or political election broadcast that is there, that is being regulated by ICASA, to the point that every 48 hours we've got to submit three things to ICASA, Shafiq. We've got to give them the actual log that has been compiled by our scheduling department. We've got to give them the ASRAN, which is sitting here with the controllers. And then we've got to send them a log, which is the audio log, which they don't want from our desk. They want from the tuner. So because they want to ensure that every radio station who has been assigned to flight political adverts are doing so within the regulations.
Yeah, so it's a strictly controlled environment. Abdul Alim, Hamza, to get to you. What steps are you taking in your position on the third floor in terms of internal protocols for handling online harassment and misinformation?
I think it's important, firstly, assalamu alaikum again to the listeners, but it's very important to note that we're working through strict protocols. As I said earlier on, is that we will analyze everything that comes in. We will scrutinize everything that comes in. And I think one of the things that Ghulam has mentioned is come and speak to us, come and engage us in conversation. But harassing people for an opinion, for being a presenter of a program, is unacceptable. And clearly, we will definitely take steps with regards to that. Again, like I said earlier on, we want to protect every single person that works at Voice of the Cape, because that's not on, right? The second thing that we also need to bear in mind is that things on social media, people have mentioned this. It's not necessarily the truth. It is just hearsay. It is not factual information that's coming through. So clarify. So we will definitely do that. I think the biggest thing is coming back to the community and giving feedback. And as I'm sure the community is listening right now, which they are, is to understand we could not have this kind of discussion right now without the necessary information. A lot of this information has come through over the last few days, whether it be the ICASA protocols that has been submitted to us in terms of the PEBs that Ghulam has spoken about. So a lot of this comes through over time. So there is also time that we need to respond to certain things, and we will not also respond haphazardly just for the sake of having a response out there to make sure that our voices are heard, because we also know that there are people looking to vilify us in some way or the other.
And Abdul Alim, just to reinforce the fact that the doors are not shut, because this is a community institution. We do have telephones, and there are people who answer the telephones. Our staff members or the management are on WhatsApp. They can be called. That the channels are open. So if somebody does have a problem, and you're entitled to have a problem, no problem, that the channels are there. It's better to phone during office hours, because then everybody's here. That the channels are open if anybody's got anything to say, or any misgivings or many misunderstandings or whatever the case may be.
Sure. Absolutely. And you know, it's true, because if you go back to the history, and Dr. Ahmed has spoken about that earlier, and he said, we are a community-based radio station. We are there to serve the community. And all that we are trying to do is impart the grassroots information to the various individuals, no matter where they are sitting, whether they are sitting in Simonstown, whether they are sitting in Paarl, Stellenbosch, wherever they find themselves. We want to share that information with them so that they can make an informed decision about when, with regards to the elections, where they can make an informed decision about the information that is being shared on Voice of the Cape. So that is basically why we are there. We are here to serve the community, and we'll continue to do that. And if you are unhappy about something, the phone lines are there, as you have mentioned.
And if you are an influencer, protect your integrity.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, protect your integrity. And of course, this is a wild card question, Ghulam. Of course, I mean, the whole issue is that our job is to give the message. Sometimes the messenger does get shot, but it's our job to give the message, whether people like it or not, particularly when it's coming to an election, because democracy means that everybody has to have a fair say, whether we like them or not. And As presenters or journalists, for example, we have to interview people we like and people we don't like, but it's not for us to put our views on top of that.
100%. And I think that is the challenging part as presenters as well, because... And this is an example that I always make. When Shafiq is interviewing whichever politician or whichever executive member of whatever council, Shafiq isn't exempted from paying a water bill. He's also affected by a pipe levy. You know what I mean?
100%.
So he's got the right to ask that question, but he also's got to distance himself from making it a personal thing. But I think what is also important, Shafiq, Abdul Halim was talking about, you know, and Buta Ahmad mentioned about if you consider yourself an influencer or whatever the case might be.
Do it with integrity.
But for me, out of everything that has happened, everything from Buta Ahmad's picture that went viral, to this whole Shafiq Siddiq thing, to this whole, you know, political accusations and all these things, the one thing that personally got me was the language that is used by our own people. Mm. Our Muslim brothers and sisters are saying and calling our, you know, calling names and the swearing and
vulgar language.
Vulgar and these and it even comes from members of, and I put this in inverted commas, members of the ulama that is slandering and calling people munafiq. And I'm saying, this man didn't even pick up the phone, just he's got my number, why didn't he call me? You know, we are also human beings, but like you're saying, Shafiq, at the end of the day, and I've got the chairperson, which is technically my boss, he's sitting across me, he's the chairperson of the Voice of the Cape Board of Trust, which oversees this entire beautiful medium called radio and Voice of the Cape. The one of the biggest community radio stations in the Western Cape is in the top 5 in South Africa. He's sitting at that head of that table, and I say this in his presence, this radio station do not belong to Ahmad Jacobs or the Board of Trust. It don't belong to Abdullah Halim, neither does it belong to Ghulam. It belongs to this community, and so they need to protect the integrity of this organization. And when you see the messages that's coming through here now on the WhatsApp line, you see people saying, "Mag Allah for you guide and protect." That is what we need.
Because we have a responsibility towards the community.
Exactly.
And that is what we need to protect as well.
Now, just one more thing, Shafiq, before you go for another break. Also, very importantly, is the relationship, and Abdullah Halim and I were talking about this, you know, quite often as things have escalated, is the relationship between the Voice of the Cape as a radio station and the city of Cape Town. The relationship between the Voice of the Cape and provincial government. We are not affiliated to the political party that is leading that government. And I want you to...
We have to deal with bureaucrats.
We've got... Exactly. And I want... You would remember this. In 2006, when we had a relationship with the city of Cape Town, the ANC was in government at the time. Who was our mayor? Nomaindia Mfeketu. When she lost, the party lost, and the DA took over with Helen Zille as the mayor, the relationship had to continue with the city of Cape Town.
Otherwise, no festival in those days.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, the same thing happens with... And I want people just to understand that if... And you can say I'm into it as well. Let's say we get a new local government now after the 29th. Let's say the EFF or the ANC or whoever win this elections in the province. Our arrangement, our...
It's going to be the DNA because it's going to be coalitions.
Our business is with the provincial government. It is not with that political party.
In the city of Cape Town.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're going to take a quick break and then we come back. We're going to try and wrap up things and stay tuned. It's a special program. In studio with me, Abdul Halim Hamza, Ghulam Fakir, Station Manager, General Manager, Board of Trust, Chairman Ahmad Jacobs. When we come back, we'll wrap up the whole show. And welcome back to this special show. We're going into our last 5 minutes, and we've been talking about the Shafiq Siddiq saga, which is fast being resolved in the most pleasant and peaceful way as possible. And of course, the challenges of covering an election and the challenges that we have at Voice of the Cape in terms of that and the legislation that governs how we cover elections, which applies to everybody in the media and broadcast business. In studio with me, Abdul Halim Hamza, General Manager, Station Manager Ghulam Fakir, and Board of Trust Chairman Ahmad Jacobs. Ahmad, I think at this stage, it's probably quite important just to reinforce the fact But at the end of the day, what's been disappointing about what we've had to discuss is that it's betrayed Islamic values, because we have to be good to each other, husnul dhan, think the best of another human being, and ascertain the truth.
Indeed, Shafiq, in actual fact, when the Muslim Broadcasting Corporation, trading as Voice of the Cape, was established, it was established on an Islamic ethos.
Yeah.
Islamic values. So whether it is from our side, whether it's from the listener side, that is what we need to ensure that we carry forward. And we need to, and you've seen over the years how many people has reverted to Islam because of the Voice of the Cape. So we need to uphold that. And I really urge not only our listeners, but those who make these TikTok videos and who speaks against things that they don't have the facts of, I really also to take that in consideration. Islamic values. What is a Muslim's responsibility towards, whether you a listener, whether you are alim, you have to apply yourself in the same manner.
Absolutely. And what I find despicable as a presenter, our name and our faces are out there, completely out there. And the people who resort to the dirtiest of tactics is Abu Jahl or something, people going by pseudonyms, they haven't even got the guts to identify themselves. That's what is absolutely despicable in terms of that.
But in actual fact, colleagues here have also alluded to that.
Yes.
Speak to us.
Exactly. That's the whole thing.
We have got the facts.
Yeah.
Whether it's, like we said, whether it's via telephone, whether it's via email, via WhatsApp, speak to us. We will share the facts with you. And that is only an Islamic way to resolve matters.
No, absolutely. And of course, even as media practitioners, if any of us were to do something that was wrong, the law comes down upon us very, very heavily because it's a regulated environment. We've got 2 minutes to go. Gulam is sitting behind the desk, so he's basically got a lot of control. But Abdul Alim, I'll allow you to sort of do the next minute, and then Gulam, he can have the remaining minute before he shuts us off.
Shukran Shafiq. I just want to say to the listeners that we'll continue providing quality programming to each and every one of you. We'll continue to be in your homes. We'll continue to provide uplifting and educating and information that makes a difference in your lives. You know, when we're speaking about people taking the adhan into your homes, this is the barakah of being on Voice of the Cape. This is the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. So again, our responsibility is not to slander one another. Our responsibility is to protect one another. That is our brotherly and sisterly right as Muslims. And we must always bear that in mind. So as from our side, from Voice of the Cape, we continue to be open and transparent as what we have been with our listeners and our community, inshallah. And we hope that you will engage us further in conversation. We invite you. Our lines are open. Give us a call during office hours, as Shafiq has mentioned, and engage us if there are any questions or queries you have, any clarity that you require as well. Please, our doors and our phone lines are open, inshallah.
Kulam Fakir, last hurrah for you.
Shukran Shafiq, just very quickly, I'm a very systematic person. When somebody asks me anything, I first go to what does the law say before I ask Alim or Buta Ahmad. I'm like, first tell me what does the law say.
There's no law in the last hurrah.
The most important part, Shafiq, that people need to take home. Understand, if you feel that if you are aggrieved by any political advert that you hear on the Voice of the Cape, please lodge it with ICASA. I, as the station manager, will oversee operations with the general manager over here. We encourage you. Mm. If you feel aggrieved, please, it is your absolute right. I'll give you even more news quickly. If we are found guilty, we can be fined anything between 50,000 rand and up to 1 million rand, depending on the severity of it. So if you feel so aggrieved by how things are being done, then please, you're welcome to lodge it with ICASA. But one more point. It was a message that came in from 3996 and it says, Assalamu alaikum Gulam. Is VOC allowed to run programs to educate us about voting from an Islamic perspective, basically? Absolutely. Mm. We've got the likes of like your Ihsan Higgins. You know, we will want to look at a program that is designed around the rights of us as Muslims who have the right to vote. in a democratic society. From next week onwards, we are going to have Shafiq Mohsen running programs that is going to educate you in terms of how and who you need to vote for or not. But at the end of the day, remember one thing, and this is my last point, Shafiq.
All right.
Remember, just remember this. No matter who runs the government, provincial, local, or national, you who are listening to us right now are the ones who are responsible to put them there. Just remember that. Because you've got the right to go and vote on the 29th of May. Shukran.
Afan. And on that note, a special thanks to our guests in studio, General Manager Abdul Alim Hamza, Station Manager Ghulam Fakir, Board of Trust Chair Ahmad Jacobs, talking about the Shafiq Sadiq saga and, of course, the challenges and all the legalities surrounding the covering of election. Gentlemen, shukran, thank you for joining us.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran, alaikum salam.
From myself, Shafiq Morton, for the final time today, assalamu alaikum.